As part of the geopolitical relationship between the two sisterly countries, the security situation in Lebanon goes hand in hand with the military escalation in Syria, with continuous rockets being launched across the border and clashes occurring between groups supporting and opposing Syrian President Bashar Assad in Lebanon's Tripoli. The Lebanese government no longer acknowledges a full dissociation policy.
A complete dissociation policy is not accurate, because when unilateral violations occur and bombs hit due to clashes in Syria, and when many Lebanese living in Syria are subjected to harassment by militant groups, we can't stand idle. Lebanon today, as a state and a government, continues to dissociate itself from Syria.
Analysts find the Syrian shelling that the eastern Lebanese border towns have been witnessing to be a direct message to Hezbollah as the Syrian army prepares for a major battle in Qalamun.
These rockets that have been hitting the Bekaa area are targeting Hezbollah. Someone wants to tell Hezbollah that it can't interfere in Syria and stay in peace in Lebanon. These rockets could serve as a catalyst for the upcoming Qalamun battle that will be initiated by the Syrian army.
Marmal also said that Saudi Arabia, which is one of the backers of insurgents in Syria, is the prime beneficiary of the worsening security situation in Lebanon.
Some link the security bombings to Saudi operation room that has been giving orders to express Saudi Arabia's discontent with the positive talks and American-Iranian rapprochement. It's the one benefiting by these bombings, as these tactics could be used to put pressure on Hezbollah and Syria's allies in Lebanon.
Since the beginning of the crisis in Syria in 2011, the West and the regional allies such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey have been supporting militants in Syria. That has forced Lebanon to hatch its own plans to make nefarious designs of Takfiri groups, including Al-Nusra Front, futile. Facing an enemy like Israel on the southern border and an upcoming battle near the eastern border leaves Lebanon with no choice but to perform proactive operations to preserve its security and protect its sovereignty. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.